Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana. Today I have a really exciting conversation to share with you guys. I had the opportunity to speak with the founder of Keon, Angelo Keeley. He has been on The Skinny Confidential, which is a podcast that I really love and admire. I look up to Lauren and Michael so much. I mention them all the time. So it was an honor to get to speak with him and be able to share our conversation with you guys on this platform. Thank you so much for supporting me, because this wouldn't have been possible without you guys. This conversation that I had with Angelo was so insightful. He is such an amazing person and has so much information. He has a wealth of knowledge. We discuss everything from his background to how he grew up, how he started Keon, why amino acids, the benefits of taking them, how to integrate them into your life, why they differ from your standard whey protein or plant protein powder, how to find a high quality protein, and how much protein you should be having, and so much more. I think there are going to be so many amazing takeaways from this episode for you guys. So if you don't already have a notebook ready to take some notes, or haven't opened up the notes app on your iPhone, I really suggest that you do. I think it will have so many notes that you'll want to write down and jot down, and things you'll want to keep with you. So definitely grab your notebook, open up the notes app if you haven't already. But until then, let's discuss my current faves. I'm currently obsessed with anything electrolyte related, whether it's my Centio water or my Element electrolytes or Hydrolyte electrolytes, especially because I have been lifting heavier in the gym and been more active and I'm walking more again. I really need to replenish my electrolytes, and drinking just plain water isn't enough for that for me. So really been just loving my Centio water. It is electrolyte water, like it's formulated to have more electrolytes and to really hydrate you well. Love Element and love Hydrolyte. You guys have heard me talk about them so many times. Also really obsessed with this new fleece jacket that I was so kindly gifted by Canada Goose. It's their limited edition collection in collaboration with Kid Super Studios and the NBA. So beautiful, beautiful jacket. Something I probably wouldn't have picked out myself, but it is so beautiful and I'm so obsessed with it. And it's just like so cool and unique. And I'm really into finding unique pieces, whether it's in my home, in the decor, in my jewelry, in jackets and shoes. I really just love finding cool, edgy pieces or conversation starters. But I would like to keep this intro a little short because the interview is quite long, longer than our normal episodes. So let's bring Angelo onto the pod. Okay, so I'm here with an exciting guest. Welcome to Morning Ray, Angelo.
Thanks for having me, Elena.
Of course. So I always like to start off with a fun little icebreaker for my guests. So who are you? Where are you from? And what is your zodiac sign?
Oh, wow. My zodiac sign. I'll go in reverse order. I'm Aquarius. I'm originally from Austin, Texas, but I live in Boulder, Colorado now. And my name is Angelo Keeley, and I'm an entrepreneur and a health advocate.
Okay. So when you say you're a health advocate, do you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think probably like one of the primary ways that I see my life and I see like everyone's life is through the context of health, which I think is being, what's the right word for this? If I'm going to say I'm a health advocate, maybe I should have like my language together first, huh? But I think the big idea is like balance was the word that was coming up. You know, it's like mm-hmm. being at, and I think oftentimes maybe people think in terms of like performance, you know, like how well does my body function? How well do my emotions function? But overall, it's like everything like working and being in harmony. And so I really do seek that in my life and trying to help other people create that in their lives, that they can be happy emotionally, feel good in their bodies, be in healthy relationships, et cetera. And so I try to like bring that out in everything I do. I'm lucky to have chosen to found a dietary supplement and food company. So naturally like the actual products we make are doing that, but I really try to do it like in everything. I try to do it in how we hire people and how we interact as a team and how we treat our customers and just like in everything we do, try to advocate for everyone getting to live like the healthiest life they can.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I think that's the message I'm constantly sharing on my platform, because I think there's this misunderstanding where people are so focused on just like physical well-being or like how they look from a vanity standpoint. They kind of forget about all the aspects that play into it. So your mental health, how healthy are your relationships, your environment, how are you talking to other people? There's so many different aspects that go into being healthy. It's not just, are you working out? Are you eating well?
Yeah, there's more to it. And are you working out? Are you moving your body? Are you eating well? Are pretty fundamental. If you don't do those things, it's hard to be healthy in other ways.
Yeah, I agree. I think it really just ripples into every single other area of your life. You can't have one without the other. So you mentioned being an entrepreneur and having your own company. So Keon is your company. Do you want to talk a little bit about how that started, why you started it, and just anything you'd like to share regarding that?
Yeah. You know, I think lots of times people have all different ways that they like find their career or they create a company. I think oftentimes what happens with people, or at least this is what I found has been my story, is in mm-hmm. some ways it's just kind of like fate. I don't know if it's like fate, but like the shorter answer is I feel like I made the company ultimately that like would have made like my 5-year-old mom proud. Like when I was 5 years old, like what my mom thought was really cool, like I did that. And I've come to realize that like more recently. And I guess me kind of unpacking that is I was raised in a family that was very, at that time in the 80s, I turned 40 in like 2 weeks. So I was born in the early mid 80s. Like at that time, it was very alt health to like eat organic mm-hmm. food and to cook all your food. And my parents actually had a natural health food store and a natural health food restaurant. My parents were in the supplement business. And I was just raised basically taking lots of vitamins and mm-hmm. using herbs when I was sick, not using over-the-counter medicine and stuff like that. And one of the earliest things that my mom used to give me was this thing called amino acids, which I think we'll probably get into this conversation because mm-hmm. it's a big part of what Keon is. And the reason why was because I was raised vegetarian, and being vegetarian and trying to be a real thoughtful vegetarian, you need to think about protein. Because mm-hmm. Protein is not as available in as much of a condensed form in vegetable and basically in plant-based products as it is in animal-based products. You can be a healthy vegetarian or a vegan eating only plant-based foods, but you have to think more about it because it's just not as condensed. And one of the things we did is we would use an essential amino acid supplement. And I remember her giving it to me when I was really little and being like, can't you feel it, Angie? And like, I could, like, I really could feel, yeah, the energy that it gave me and how much better it made me feel. And so I guess like fast forward, I'm raised in that. I'm a little kid. I think all that stuff's really cool. I just kind of believe in what my parents believe in. I become an adolescent. I'm definitely more of like the entrepreneur type, which is more manic and crazy and needs to like try things and doesn't just want to do what everyone else does. And so I get pretty involved in like the social scene and drugs and just like want to explore everything and learn everything on my own and not listen to what anyone tells me. And I provoke, I think, some like pretty significant life events. One of those is that when I was 16, I provoked a near-death experience where I took too much LSD. I really lost my mind. I was very scared. I was looking for help. I accidentally provoked a fight with people way more hardcore than me. They nearly beat me to death and they stabbed me multiple times. So that was something where literally, I mean, I didn't wake up in the hospital until days later, but it took months, years, decades for me to recover from that. And it's also one of those moments in life where it really, it's weird that this is what it requires, but it wakes you up. It jolts you to really realize how fragile your life is and what's possible. And I think in a big way, like that's what made me a health advocate, like for myself and for others, because I grew up kind of just brainwashed by my parents, like what they believed and what they thought. But it was that moment where I was like, whoa, like this is all I have. Like I have my body, my mind, my feelings, my spiritual self, like I need to take care of this. And it really began like a journey that, over the last 20 years, I've just continued to follow. And so I did a bunch of other like cool and crazy stuff over the years. I lived in a lot of different countries, learned different languages, tried to become like an international businessman. and I'm from Austin. I ended up in Boulder, Colorado, which is like the other like hippie, crunchy kind of classic health food type city, and started a family and ended up starting a company. And when I ended up starting a company, it's like, boom, I like started a company that basically features amino acids and protein and all these like health food supplement things that really were just a part of my childhood. So that's why I said, I don't know, fate or something. You know, like that's how I ended up where I am.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how like going back to how your traumatic accident and that kind of like waking you up, isn't it funny how you could grow up in an environment that's constantly telling you like, oh, you should be doing this or you should be taking care of your body this way. But until something happens to you, until you have that turning point in your life, you don't actually grasp like the full reason as to why it's so important to take care of yourself and the benefit in doing that and how fragile life is and the fact that your body is a vessel for you to live and that you should take care of it. People can tell you, but you have to have that realization on your own. And for everyone, it's going to look so different. It could be a traumatic event like what you had, or it could be merely being really uncomfortable in your own skin or going through like an immense depressive episode or like, I don't know, some other event. It's just crazy how it has to happen that way.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how potent experience is. And that, well, I really believe in theory and what you might call like formal education in a way, like really learning and studying something. Until you experience something, it's like, it's not the same thing. It's like kids going to school to learn another language, studying all these rules, which may help you, but you don't get it. It's like, think about all the people that went to school for years trying to study a language and never really learned it. But then they like do a semester or a year abroad somewhere and like they can actually start to say things. And it's because they care suddenly. They actually like want to speak the other language. So it's the same thing. Like you actually want to embrace your health. You don't just take it for granted. Like you actually, you know why, you feel why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you gain that through experience because you can study all you want. You can learn like hypothetically, but you only gain confidence in that in taking action. But going back to amino acids, I feel like you hear about this online. Like I feel like whey protein and plant protein is like really pushed, and especially in the fitness world, it's like, oh, you need to be having your protein shake, but not so much about amino acids. But I know from you that it is really important and it is an additional thing that you should be taking. So what exactly is an amino acid and what does it do?
So essential amino acids specifically are the reason why you would take a protein powder. They're the active component in the protein powder and the reason why you're taking it. There's other stuff in it that doesn't really do anything. Some of it gets converted into sugar that you burn as energy. Some of it you just pee out. But in a concentrated protein powder, what you're trying to get out of it is the essential amino acids. So the reason why, and the reason why people tell you to take a protein powder when you work out, or even people who aren't even working out, like if you're just trying to lose weight generally, or trying to improve your health some way, you might say, hey, replace other lower nutrient dense foods, like kind of empty carbs or empty fat or something, with like a protein shake. And like, that's a healthy choice. The reason why that's a healthy choice is because carbs and fat, and you can argue back and forth, like, whether one's good or not, they're like fundamental purpose. Like the reason why we eat them is because we burn them as energy. we burn them as fuel. Like literally they're like the gasoline or, you know, wood logs, or whatever, in like the furnace or the car that we are, that we burn as energy. Protein's pretty different. It can be used that way, but it's not its main purpose. Its main purpose is actually to help us rebuild our bodies. People don't like just grasp this. Over half of your solid body mass, so everything that's not water, is made up of proteins. It's like your skin, your hair, your eyes, your organs, your muscles, like just your tendons, even your hormones, your neurotransmitters, like all this stuff is proteins. And those proteins, and hopefully I'm keeping you and your audience here, I don't get like too science or too weird about this, but like basically those proteins, they only exist for so long until they get too old. And what happens is when a protein gets old, it breaks down, and the older parts of it you pee out, and the parts of it that can still be reused get reused to help rebuild the protein. But you have to consume protein outside within your diet to help rebuild those proteins in your body. If you stop, your muscles will waste away, your organs will stop working, your hair will fall out, you will get sick, and you will die. It is like this fundamental essential nutrient, not just for your energy, but literally to help build up your body. So the thing in that protein that does all that stuff are these things called essential amino acids. Proteins are made up of like a bunch of amino acids, but there's 9 of them that are essential. So when you take a protein powder, you're trying to take a protein powder that's really high in these essential amino acids. And when you do that, it'll help you maintain and build more lean muscle. It'll help prioritize burning fat and instead help you maintain more like a lean body mass. It'll help with recovery from exercise. It'll do all these good things. The thing about free form essential amino acids as a supplement, as opposed to, and you can also take them in conjunction. Think about them as like different tools for the same goal. They're basically like the most condensed, potent part of the protein powder. So there's studies showing that free-form essential amino acids are over six times more powerful than whey protein. And compared to a plant protein, even more. Whey protein's like kind of like the best for maintaining lean muscle and for recovery, et cetera. So think about it as like supercharged, ultra potent protein that you can drink as like a, more of like a fruity beverage. It's light. It tastes more like an electrolyte drink type thing.
Yeah.
And it's not as like heavy as like a protein shake. There's like way less calories in it. So it's this much easier, lighter way of getting the benefits of why you would take a protein shake.
And when would you recommend for someone who is wanting to implement amino acids into their diet to be taking them? Like, is it something you take in the morning, before your workout, after your workout? If you're not working out that day, like, when would you recommend to take it?
The cool thing about essential amino acids and something like Keon Aminos is that you literally can take them any time of day and it's good for you. Like truly. And I could like explain the reasons why, but like really there's not a bad time of day to take them. They're always going to improve your energy. They're going to always be supporting improving your lean body mass and like helping maintain muscle. They're always going to be supporting burning fat instead of losing muscle. So they're really like always positive. It's just like which benefits you want to emphasize. So I would say taking them every day is ideal. It's like, because really these things, like if you really want to improve your health, it's about consistency. It's not like you go to the gym like once and then like suddenly you're fit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and people want to argue over like, oh, you should be doing this kind of training versus that kind of training, or, you know, like do exercise multiple times a week, like consistently, and you will see benefits, like whatever the training is. So it's similar with Keon Aminos. Like just taking it every day is a great first step. When you take it, I think some great ways to do it, but I would just suggest like what's going to work for you that you'll actually do consistently. One is between meals to replace kind of non-nutrient rich snacks or coffees or one more thing like that. So like instead of having like a diet soda, or instead of having another coffee, or instead of having kind of like a junk treat snack type thing, taking aminos at that time will ensure that you're actually making a smart decision for your body. Again, you're supporting the lean muscle mass, you're supporting the fat burning, and it kind of replaces that other not so good behavior that's not really like doing anything great for you. Another great example is honestly before, during, or after exercise. Those are all good. If you take it before exercise, it's going to make it easier to exercise. It's going to give you more energy. It's going to reduce your fatigue, and it's going to greatly enhance the benefits. You'll actually replace more muscle fibers and build more lean muscle. And I don't mean like get jacked, but like make healthier muscle, more defined muscle by taking it. And it'll also support your recovery. And then I'd say like the last, you know, another good kind of tip for people is if you if you like to fast or go through periods like where you're not eating, anytime you don't eat for multiple hours, what happens is your body will actually prioritize breaking down your muscle in your body to supply your vital organs with amino acids. So rather than fasting with like nothing, like just having water or black coffee or tea or something, take aminos during that time period and you'll make sure that you'll actually, again, be maintaining your muscle and prioritizing like fat burning during that period instead. So those are like, those are tips and ideas for when to take it. What I would say is like, again, when would you be willing and committed and actually like get into a habit of taking it every day, that's the way you'll actually see like lasting change in your health.
Yeah, I find whenever I habit stack my supplements into my life, I'm more likely to consistently take them. If I don't have like a set plan as to when I'm going to take them, they kind of just live on my shelf and I forget about them. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that. I like to take it before I work out. I find like I've recently switched my workout plan and it is more intense. And normally I'd feel like a lot more exhausted or get sore muscles more intensively than my, like if I was just doing that workout plan for a while. And having the aminos like has definitely helped mitigate that, because normally I like can't walk after doing an intense leg day, like new workout plan, new exercises, like my legs are done for it. But I've honestly really enjoyed taking the aminos.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think so many people have that same experience with exercise, particularly like really intense exercise. I use it, I do Muay Thai kickboxing and it's like a lifesaver for me, so I can actually do it multiple days in a row. Otherwise I'm like so sore after it, I can't even go back the next day.
Yeah, I started to do just kickboxing with one of my trainers and my upper body gets so sore. Like I can't even lift anything. I can't hold a water bottle afterwards. I have to hold it.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
With two hands.
It makes me feel so weak, but like I'm not. I work out all the time and I'm constantly pushing like how much I'm lifting. But if I go into a kickboxing class, like I'm done.
Well, that just shows you the difference between muscular endurance versus muscular strength. And they really are like, they're different training modalities. Yeah. They're both cool and great for you.
Yeah, even if I do like a HIIT workout in the gym versus going and running or doing a spin class, like I could have good cardio for this like 45 minute HIIT workout, but my cardiovascular system and like my ability to like take a proper breath and like do an easy run is like, it's a whole different playing field. Okay. So I always hear things about like BCAAs or like other things. Are those the same as aminos? Are those different?
That's a great question. So everything that I've talked about thus far about aminos is truly essential amino acids. And it means taking all nine of them together. And not only taking all nine of them together, but taking them in the right proportions or ratios. It's the reason why certain types of protein are better than other types of protein is because they have really good ratios of certain amino acids in the protein. So everything I've said, you get these benefits and what I'm talking about if you take a good formula with all nine essential amino acids with like more of the, without nerding out on it, if you looked at a Keon Aminos bottle, you want like those proportions if you're going to buy a product. The thing about BCAAs is that those are called branched chain amino acids. And what they are is they're actually three of the nine essential amino acids. They are important amino acids. They're three of the most important of the essential. Unfortunately, what we've learned in the last 25 years is that they do not work on their own. So they're a total waste of money if you just take branched chain amino acids. Unfortunately, though, the way that commerce kind of works is that research will come out, people will discover something. They used to think branched, I mean, 25 years ago, they thought branched chain amino acids on their own were like worth it and worth taking. People build up businesses, you get a buying audience, you start selling it, you're like moving product. And then new science comes out that's like, actually, the branched chain amino acids don't work on their own. And then like more comes out and it's like years and years, but like the industry just doesn't move on because people will keep buying it. But the short answer is they're a waste of your money to take on their own. So don't spend money on branched chain amino acids. Like absolutely take a complete essential amino acid formula.
Yeah. I remember when I was originally like getting into just like say protein powder, all my guy friends who were super into the gym were like, you have to make sure it has the nine complete ones. Otherwise there's no point in taking it. Like it's not going to do anything that you want it to do. And then collagen. I feel like there's so many different like buzzwords in the nutrition and like supplement space. So I've heard mixed things about collagen, about like if it's actually beneficial to taking it. What are your thoughts on it?
Collagen is a really interesting one. What I would say is collagen could be uniquely beneficial for certain people. And those certain people are going to be older people. The reason for that is that as we get older, it's more difficult for us to be able to synthesize collagen to some degree. And so actually when you take collagen, what it is it's literally like the collagen from another animal, basically. So it's like parts of like their joints, et cetera. And it's not a complete protein. So if you're taking collagen, first of all, just you cannot compare it to like a protein powder or to even to like a bowl of like lentils and rice or to a piece of salmon or any of those things. It's not a complete protein. It does not count towards your daily protein goals because it doesn't include all nine of the essential amino acids. What it has is it has these other amino acids in it, these non-essential ones. Nerd out for a second. They're proline, hydroxyproline, glycine, and they are good for helping to help repair joints. They're good for skin and hair and nails and things like that, especially for older people. Like if you're 50 or over, they could potentially help to improve skin, hair, and nails. But if you're younger, like if you're, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, like it's just less likely that they're really going to provide that much more of a benefit versus just eating quality whole food proteins, taking essential amino acids, because your body can actually synthesize all of those non-essential amino acids itself. So I think, yeah, there's a benefit for it, you know, specifically for older audiences and really for like that use case.
Okay. So would you...
Like for you, I wouldn't say it's probably worth your time.
Okay. Good to know. Because I feel like it's really targeted towards like my demographic, which is like 20-year-old females for like bettering their hair and their skin and their nails. But if it's not really doing anything in my body, then that's just a waste of money.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so this is one, I guess I just to offer nuance to this, like a woman in her, they're like, not all women in their 20s are the same, right?
Yes.
And maybe some women in their 20s naturally have like thinner hair or more brittle nails, etc. The first thing I would say, if you were in that case or that situation, is I would say, look at like your diet. Like, could you just be eating more protein? And that probably the first thing I'd look at is like, try to eat more high quality protein, replace like some carbohydrates and fat that you're eating with more protein. And I bet you that hair, skin, and nails are all going to improve. Like, that's the first thing to look at. If you did that and like still like, I'm eating so much protein and like still like all the stuff isn't working, and I've even added this essential amino acid supplement and like still, then like try collagen and maybe it'll work. But I would say for most 20-something-year-old women, like it's that are making other smart decisions about their health, it's probably like not worth it. But the reason why, you know, y'all get marketed to is because they think that you're going to be interested in skin, hair, and nails, and that you might be willing to invest in this product. And there's science that shows that it can improve those things. The thing is, it's just that science is more oriented towards an older audience, I mean, I'll even admit too, that like, as you get older, all of these things become more important. Like essential amino acids for like, I mean, just speaking to like you, like for your mom, if your mom were to take it, we'll probably have like three times the impact as you taking it. And that's simply because as we age, our body's ability to break down protein, to utilize the amino acids, to build new, more lean muscle, it just decreases in its ability, and our metabolism's not as strong. And so like, it'll be even more, essential amino acids will be even more potent for your mom than they are for you, but they'll also really work for you like today, especially if you're training and if you're trying to just like be that much more vibrant in your day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. In terms of like a high quality protein, what would you classify as that?
So when you, again, I just want to start this conversation by saying like, there are a lot of different options for protein, and they could be meat-based or entirely plant-based or somewhere in between. And all those different options can potentially work. That said, when you evaluate like what's a good protein, the first thing you're going to look at is, does it have all 9 essential amino acids? And most plant proteins don't have a sufficient amount of all 9 essential amino acids to be considered a complete protein. And that's why it could be beneficial to combine them. Combine different types of plant proteins together and you'll get like a more complete profile. Vegetarian options do, like dairy and eggs and, you know, like yogurt and cheese, all these different dairy products do. But like pure like rice and beans and things like that aren't. So you'd want to put them together. The next piece is, how digestible is it? And this may seem kind of surprising to people, but again, actually like plant proteins, your body does not digest them as easily. It does not get out the component amino acids as easily as it does from animal proteins. Mm-hmm. And so on that one, like animal proteins tend to like win out in terms of just like their ability to be digested and be utilized. Then the next thing is, well, what about how, I went into this earlier, like a little bit, but in every single type of protein, whether it's a piece of chicken or it's soybeans, quinoa, buckwheat, these are actually great plant proteins that are complete. Then they have a breakdown of which essential amino acids are in them. Mm-hmm. And actually it's things like high amounts of those branched chain amino acids. That's why your friends earlier were saying, you need to make sure you have all 9 and it needs to be higher. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get a protein powder, it's high in those branched chain amino acids. Like that makes a more quality protein. So you're looking for those. So basically it's, does it have all 9? And like, what's the quality of that protein, and is it digestible? And so when you look at that, it tends to be, and I'm sorry, the last thing I'd say also is like, how calorically dense is it? And so piece of chicken or lean fish or something like that, or egg whites, they have a lot of protein and they don't have a bunch of other calories. They don't have a bunch of carbohydrates or fat in them. If you eat like really fatty, like, you know, hamburger meat, it's got a lot of fat in it. Or if you eat like beans and rice, there's actually a lot of calories from carbohydrates in it. So in that, you're kind of getting a bunch of other stuff instead of the protein you're looking for. So it tends to be like lean meats and fishes and eggs, things like that are super high quality protein, and they are lower ratio of like calories relative to the total protein you're getting. So those tend to be the best. That said, you could like, if you're like, I just don't like meat, I think it's gross, or I don't dairy, or I have a moral thing against it, then I would look towards like soybeans, buckwheat, quinoa, and then just combining lots of different like plant proteins together and just being cognizant of like, I'm getting a lot of carbohydrates from this, so I probably really need to like watch the amount of fat. If you're gonna have beans and rice, like don't put like olive oil on it. you know? You're already there's already a lot of calories just from like the beans and the rice.
Okay, so this goes into my next question. Not all plant-based proteins have a complete 9 aminos, right? So if you're vegetarian or vegan, how are like the aminos and chions gotten into the product? Like, is that vegan? Is that plant-based?
Great question. Yeah. So chion aminos is 100% plant-based and vegan. Okay. That's not always the case too. I think that's an interesting question too, looking at like traditional like bro BCAA supplement stuff. Yeah. I won't tell you, they make them from like all kinds, the gross stuff like duck feathers and like weird things they extract them from, human hair even. But no, something like chion aminos, it's fermented. It's fermented from natural sugars like beets and cassava and things like that. So if you think about, you know, like what nutritional yeast is?
Yes.
Like those little yellow flakes. Like that's
what is it?
Well, it's similar. It's a fermented. That's really high in protein. So if you are vegan, like that's a great thing. It's funny. My daughter, she's like not that into meat, but she loves those. So I'm like, great. Eat like as much as you want of those nutritional flakes. Or like soy sauce or miso or even things like yogurt, right? Like these are fermented products. So actually what you do is you ferment the sugars, and through the process, the amino acids come out of it, and then you filter them out. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar to like, again, the science honestly came from like making soy sauce and miso and like these Japanese products. So it's 100% from plants, which is honestly like that's... If you do choose a vegan lifestyle, I think if you choose a vegan lifestyle and you like to be active, then the importance of seeking out some type of supplementation through protein powders, or even more ideally through something like an essential amino acid supplement, which again is like 6 times more potent than like a protein powder. It can just really help you hit those daily essential amino acid requirements, which are the whole purpose behind protein requirements, much more easily and in a way that stays in alignment with your eating view.
Yeah. I think like I went through a phase, I think I was like vegan for 6 months when I was like 20 or 21 or something. And I was really active and I kept finding it really hard to hit whatever protein goal or eat enough protein in itself. And I never really understood the vegans or the plant-based people online that were like, it's so easy. I'm like, it's really not. You have to really actively think ahead and think what you're putting in your body and how much protein you're getting, because it's so easy to lean on to carbs and fats when you are having those diets, because you're not consuming meat, you're not consuming dairy if you're vegan, you're not consuming eggs and so many of these things that give us protein so easily.
Yeah, and I think that aren't as like easily, the society as a whole doesn't have as like many like ready to go meals, or if you go somewhere that's like nutrient dense and protein, if you're choosing a vegan option. Like it's pretty easy to get like a salad and have like chicken put on it, but to have a salad and have like even like have tofu put on it, it's not as common. Like maybe at Whole Foods it is, but like lots of other places it's not. So then like how are you getting the protein on your salad?
Yeah, like for me, I think it was like a lot of like nuts and seeds, or
which are super high in fat.
Yes. So or again, like you're getting,
yeah,
I would have like tempeh or tofu, but I would also get so sick of having the same thing all the time. I'm like slowing down. It's like the 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock here.
This is a good time to take aminos. That's one thing that I've heard from a lot of people actually, is it's become like their mid-afternoon slump. And this is really like it's the mid-afternoon slump thing that they take, because what people don't realize is they think, oh, I'm getting tired maybe because of blood sugar, or I'm getting tired because like the caffeine I had earlier today is wearing off, et cetera. You know, like other things that are occurring is that the way that our mind works, our brain works, is through neurotransmitters. And our neurotransmitters are they're basically the metabolites of amino acids. So by consuming enough protein and consuming enough just pure amino acids, essential amino acids, you support a more regulated mood. And so many people I know like do that, like in the mid-afternoon slump, what they do at 3 p.m. is they have some Keon aminos and like go for a walk, and then it like just changes everything. Like the next 2 to 3 hours are like super productive then. But they didn't get like high on coffee and then be scared, like, you know, it's going to mess up their dinner or their sleep or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like everyone is just like so easy to just lean on coffee. It's like 3 p.m. comes, like, okay, I'm going to go have my 3 p.m. coffee. Maybe I'll try that out. Maybe that will help me.
You also like, it doesn't have to, you could try both and then see.
Oh my God, then, I feel like, yeah, I'd be bouncing off the walls.
Well, the aminos don't have, they don't have any caffeine. There's no stimulant in them. So they won't make you like hyper, you know, they'll make you more like just present and focused. And then you could try to wean yourself off the caffeine over time. Yeah.
Me with my coffee, like right next to me. In terms of like protein, do you believe that like there's a certain amount that female versus males should be having on a daily basis? Like, I know there's like so many different things. Like there's like 1 gram per pound of body weight, or if you're trying to put on weight, then you should be having X amount more. Like, what is your thought process on how much protein someone should be having?
I think it's a great question that you asked too, like specifically for women, like, is it different for women? So a lot of preliminary studies of like protein nutrition were done with men. Yeah. Luckily though, over the last 25 years, a lot have been done with women, and women of all different ages, like young women athletes to like women in their 60s who are not mobile to like, I mean, like a really wide variety. And what comes up actually is that females' needs for protein are actually very similar to men. And in some cases, they're even higher, specifically during like hormonal disruptions of like menopause, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There's not really anything different like on a woman's like monthly cycle. Like the more recent studies have come out on that, it's like there's nothing, your protein requirements don't really change. So I'll just speak then like broadly about all humans, not only women, but it's good. I just want to like say this has been studied. So the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, is basically established to say, hey, this is the minimum amount of something you need to consume daily so that bad things don't happen to you. So like, so in the case of like protein or the essential amino acids in protein, is like, again, it's like your hair doesn't fall out, so you don't have organ failure, like serious stuff. That is about 0.4 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So not assuming that someone like most people weigh 100 pounds, but it's easy if we use like the 100 pound person as like the simplest way of talking about it. That'd be 40 grams of protein per day, which unfortunately, I think like a lot of women who probably weigh more than 100 pounds, 120, 130, 140, 150 pounds, like they may not even eat 40 grams of protein a day. And that's like the minimum for a 100 pound person to just not have issues, which again, that's why I was saying like, oh, you're taking a collagen supplement to fix this issue. Well, it's like, just eat some more, like eat some oatmeal with protein powder in it. And like, that may be the thing that like makes you feel way better. You know, it makes your hair look better. Yeah. So that's like for the bare minimum. That said, the studies looking at other use cases. So that being like, hey, I'm really active. I go to the gym a few times a week, or I really want to build a more toned physique. So I want to build more lean muscle. And combined with that, I want to lose fat. Your requirements for protein go up significantly. Mm-hmm. And really, that's where you get this number of like 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Mm-hmm. And really, like the science is like somewhere between 0.7 grams and 1.2 grams or 1.5, depending on the goal. But like the 1 gram is just like easy. It goes back to kind of like the adherence thing. Like, just keep it simple for yourself. So if you weighed 100 pounds, it'd be eat 100 grams of protein per day. And I think that's a pretty good guideline. I mean, I'm just imagining like people that listen to your show and like your audience, like you're like an inspiring person who's exercising and trying to live a great life and be healthy and vibrant. That means like people are probably trying to be really active and like they aspire to be healthy and vibrant. And to like, that includes both like a good mental attitude, but also like you're trying to look good, right? You're trying to like be fit. So a pound, basically a gram of protein per pound of body weight is a great daily goal. And then what I'd say about that is breaking it up into like at least 3 meals. If you can break it up into 4, into 5, it's like even better. Honestly, it's like, it's not that important. I mean, I think if you break it up into at least 3, that's ideal. But if you can break it up into 4 or 5, it's even better. And then the hack I'd offer you for that is if you can think about essential amino acids as the active component of protein, and something much more effective than actually protein at stimulating muscle protein synthesis and giving you these benefits. You can basically think of like one scoop of Keon aminos as the equivalent of like 15 to 20 grams of protein. So even if you just, if you weighed 100 pounds and you just ate 60 grams of protein, you had like 20 grams of protein three times per day, that last 40 grams of protein that you're trying to get in, you could have 2 to 3 scoops of Keon aminos throughout the day, and you would have achieved the same goal that you were trying to achieve by targeting the 100 grams of protein. So it makes it like that much easier. Like if you don't have a huge appetite, or it's like, gosh, like I'm not trying to eat, you know, like I don't know, 8 ounces of chicken all at the same time. You know, you have a boyfriend who's like, you're like eating like this gigantic serving with him, and it's just like your stomach's not big enough, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good hack. It's a really great, that's a great way of using something like Keon aminos.
Okay, because that was going to be my question. I'm like, would it be an equivalent? Would it be supplementary? But you answered my question. Is there such thing as taking too much Keon aminos?
So there have been a lot of studies in the past, and multiple studies for NASA. And what's come out more recently from the International Society of Sports Nutrition, which is like the society of all the different academics and researchers in this space, and they all critique each other and like try to argue over like what's right and what's true. They actually came out with a position paper on essential amino acids. And what they said is that up to 100 grams of essential amino acids supplementary per day has been proven to be safe over the long term. That would be 20 scoops. Like, oh my 20 God. Servings of a, like 20 servings of Keon aminos a day. So I don't think anyone in your audience is going to be pushing that. And no. But to give you an example of like of both the safety and the efficacy of this kind of product, I mentioned this NASA study. So in 2005, I think it was, and they had some follow-up studies. Basically, NASA was trying to figure out how to have astronauts not lose muscle mass in space. Because when there's no gravity, you lose muscle mass, right? There's like, there's no resistance on your muscles to train them to help sustain them. And they're like, are there nutritional therapies for doing this? You know, naturally they think of like hormones, you do drug therapy, but are there nutritional therapies? And so they sponsored this study and the results were incredible. They had these participants at complete bed rest for 28 days. So imagine like people in a bed, like, you know, peeing, pooping in their bed, like not moving, like nothing for 28 days. Consuming a normal diet throughout the day. And if anyone who's ever been injured before, like if you're laid up on your bed for like a week, like you'll like lose muscle mass in your leg, like so fast, or in your arm or whatever. Over the course of 28 days, they gave them the equivalent of like 3 servings of Keon aminos 6 times a day. So that'd be 18 servings a day. Like that's it's a large amount, right? But again, think about it like in a short-term kind of clinical context. If you got really injured and you were like laid up in bed, or you couldn't exercise for a while, or you're recovering from surgery, or you're an astronaut, like all of us. After 28 days, there was no net muscle loss.
Wow.
And I think it's kind of like mind-boggling for people, because people typically think, oh, like protein is just this like resource that I need after I train or before I train to help support my muscles, which is true. Like protein on its own, particularly like whole food protein, like a meat or grains, it doesn't really promote that much muscle protein synthesis. It's just like the materials that get used to help build the new muscle. But essential amino acids alone, even outside of exercise, and this is why I'd say they're even beneficial to take on days when you don't train, promote a significant amount of muscle protein synthesis. Not as much as training, but a significant amount. So much that these people at bed rest for 28 days did not lose muscle mass by simply implementing this nutritional therapy over 28 days. Like, I mean, it's pretty like, I mean, for me, it's like mind blowing, or just paints the picture of like how important this type of supplement can be.
Yeah, that's wild, because whenever I've been injured or I've been sick, like I come back to go to the gym and I'm like, one, I don't see like half the muscle I once had. Two, my strength is like not there. So it's crazy that in this study, like it maintained itself, which is just absurd to me.
Yeah. And there's been a lot more studies, you know, again, like you get these kinds of examples when something's extreme.
Yeah.
Like total bed rest. But there's also like really incredible studies of like athletes just simply doing everything that they're currently doing, but then implementing the additional essential amino acids and their body composition changing significantly. Or like even, you know, a guy in my office who's around my age, he was injured. He couldn't really like lift weights or work out because his shoulder was like all messed up, but he was wanting to lose fat. So he just, he went like on a macro counting, calorie counting thing for 3 months and upped his daily Keon Aminos intake. He has like unlimited, like we give free, unlimited free supplements to everyone who works here. He lost 25 pounds of fat and lost no muscle mass.
Wow.
Zero. And he didn't lift any weights the entire period.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone's always like, you'll lose both. Like, I don't know.
Well, you will unless you dramatically increase the amount of essential amino acids you take in. And actually, again, this is more recent studies just in the last few years. They found that doing a 30% calorie cut over the course of 5 days required a 300% increase in essential amino acid intake to not lose muscle. I'll put that like in more simple math. I'm a bigger, like kind of more muscular guy, weigh 200 pounds. If I'm just like doing nothing during the day, I probably, my basal metabolic rate's like 2,100 calories. That's what I burn just like doing nothing. But if I train and I'm doing things, it's like 3,000 calories a day. Now, if I wanted to get leaner and get more cut, like lose 10 pounds, which my kids would tell me I should, then basically I'm like, well then stop like eating brownies around me. So like if I did a 30% calorie cut, which is a lot, it would like probably make me lose like 1.5 to 2 pounds of fat per week. If I did that, that would mean I cut 900 calories out of my diet. But if I'm currently just consuming say 150 grams of protein per day to just maintain my muscle, not to like get a lot stronger, but just to maintain my muscle, it would mean that with that 30% cut, cutting 900 calories out of my day, I need to now start eating 450 grams of protein per day in order to maintain my muscle during the calorie cut, which is like, I mean, I'm not going to eat that much protein. That's so much protein. That's like 1600, that's like 1800 calories. Just like all I'm eating basically is chicken breast all day.
You don't do that?
No. But in order to get that same kind of impact from someone who's more like a 40-year-old male like me, like I could basically consume one fourth that amount in essential amino acids. So let's just say like 80 grams of essential amino acids, which still may seem like a lot, but it's basically like having a few servings a few times per day over the course of like a month. And over the course of that month, like straight up, I would lose 10 pounds of fat and I would lose no muscle. Wow. Whereas if you don't increase the essential amino acid intake, like, yeah, what happens is you're depriving yourself of these calories. And so when you eat the protein, your body's like, I want to actually use this protein to convert it into sugars to burn as fuel. So you have to give yourself like so much more essential amino acids to make sure that what's happening is you're actually using the essential amino acids to maintain your muscle and not just for them to be converted into sugar. So yeah, like I think the idea that like the only option is you have to like bulk and then cut. And when you cut, you're going to lose muscle mass. It does not have to be the case. You do not have to lose that muscle mass if you use something like Keon Aminos in a more robust fashion, we'll say, during that period.
Yeah. So I think anyone who's listening, if you haven't been sold yet on Keon Aminos, I don't know. I don't know what we can do for you because I'm pretty sold over here and I already use it. So, but I always like to end off an episode with having the guests leave a word of wisdom, a quote, a resource, anything that has been influential on your life. So Angelo, what would you like to leave the audience with?
I think what's important after like this kind of conversation where we talked about a lot of stuff and there's like all these different tips is just to remind everyone that like just be like patient and like gentle with yourself. And if you can just take one thing that you heard today and actually start to implement it and just trust the process and be patient with it, like your life can really continually get more and more enriching and beautiful and awesome. And to not try to like do everything or fix everything or like you have to do everything all at once. Like just be, offer yourself like grace and patience and and just like be chill with yourself in health.
Yes. I love that. That's something I'm always sharing because I feel like people are so eager to just jump on a million one things at once, whether it's new habits or a new routine or a complete lifestyle change. Like you really just have to do it slowly and surely it will eventually ripple into other areas and then you can add on. But if you just do everything all at once, you're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to fall off of it. You're not going to be consistent with it, which is the most important part. And Angelo, where can the people find you? Where can they get Keon Aminos? Plug yourself out.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, I've poured everything into Keon. And so you can find us at getkeon.com. And I think we have a special link actually just for you and your audience.
Yes.
That maybe you can share. And then we're on social, you know, we're on all the major social channels, but the website has like all the best info. And if you really want to learn more, there's tons more information on there.
Okay, amazing. The special link for anyone that is listening is getkeon.com/morningray. And that will also save you 20% off. So special for you guys. But thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure getting to chat with you and to learn more about you and Keon and Aminos. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on Morning Ray.
Thanks, Elena. It was really fun.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Morning Ray. I hope you all enjoyed the episode. If you did, please leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the podcast. I love reading all your reviews. If you want to carry on this conversation in the DMs, feel free to DM me on the Morning Ray Podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. And it is Valentine's Day week, so sending all of you love, whether you're celebrating with a special loved one or just with your girls or friends or whoever, sending the love your way. And I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.